quite disappointed with the performance and their scoreline there?
Disappointed in terms of we've not created enough chances today. Something that we've probably not been guilty of so far this season, but we didn't have enough shots at goal, we didn't get enough crosses in the box, and creative side of things weren't good enough today.
Did you find it difficult with the wind? I mean, I know it's two teams are playing in those conditions, but Arbroath are used to that kind of condition.
Listen, if I say that, that's part and parcel of football. Coming to Arbroath, whether we're going down to Queen of South, whether we're playing Dundee away from home, we're not going to use that as an excuse today. We know we weren't good enough.
Did the conditions change your plans in any way?
In terms of the first half, we wanted to play with the wind being as strong as it was. You know, so you've got to appreciate what the conditions were. I'm not using them as an excuse, and we tried to, and we didn't test the keeper enough. You know, it dies down a little bit in the second half. We played in stops and starts the second half, but not enough to cause our both problems and you know, create chances that would allow us to go on and score some goals in the game.
It was appeals for a foul in the build-up to Arbroath's goal in the penalty box. How did you see that?
Okay. What I will say is if you're going to lose goals on the counter-attack like that, then it's going to be a long, hard season. You know, and that's collectively. We weren't organised enough. Whether it was a penalty kick, you know, whether the boys are claiming for it, that's up to the referee. We can't, you know, be allowing a team to attack us from their 18-yard box and break away and score a goal in the manner that it did.
Because they moved very quickly from that action, didn't they?
No, they did. And as I say, it's something that collectively we'll address, getting done on the counter-attack. It was a soft goal for us to lose on that side.
Do you expect any more players to come in before the transfer window closes?
We're hopeful that we can add one more in. Whether that's the right person comes up, then we'll have to see where we're at with that. But, you know, we're still actively looking.
After four games, Stevie, that's just 2 points. How concerned are you about that?
Listen, I'm not concerned. I'm fully aware. We're sitting with 2 points after the first four games of the league campaign. It's been difficult in terms of, you look at the two Dundee games, the two Dundee sides that we've played. We've had Queen of South away from home and come to a difficult venue at Arbroath. But it is what it is, league. And I'm not shirking from the responsibility of that. I'm extremely disappointed. As I say, we just have to see where the traits are coming from, how we're losing goals. We've been given some plaudits for some of our performances this year, but equally we'll take this one. It'll hit us hard because it wasn't good enough today.
Next week's game's in the Carmel Cup. Will that give you a chance to try something different?
I think what I've got to do is sit down over the weekend and speak with the coaching staff and work out. It's not just a case of changing up for the sake of changing up. The personnel will look at the fixture and see where we need to address some things, but hopefully it'll be an opportunity to give boys a chance because, you know, they're in the waiting. And as I say, we've lost a couple of games back to back now, so there's boys deserving of a chance now.
Thank you.